Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is a very joyful day. Today is the feast of St. Peter Julian Aimard. He's nicknamed the Apostle of the Eucharist, lived in France, spent countless hours bringing people to oratories, perpetual adoration, bringing people to love Jesus in the Eucharist. Any time he preached, he couldn't hold himself back from talking about the Eucharist. He wouldn't shut up about the Eucharist, nonstop. Today's a very joyful day. This morning I went to the oratory and saw a couple that's getting married later today and decided to spend their day beginning by giving their adoration, their attention to the Lord, and remaining in him. There's another one getting married who's at Mass right now, choosing to remain in the Lord and receive the Eucharist as the center of his life and beginning of this marriage. Today's a very joyful day. Today, two of our sisters of St. Francis of Perpetual Adoration will take final vows, become brides of Christ, and devote their lives to adoring Jesus Christ in the Eucharist every single day. They will give everything away and will have nothing except everything in Jesus and the joy they will have in having their bridegroom. Today is a very joyful day because everyone here is going to receive the Holy Eucharist in a few moments and become one with him. And he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood will remain in him and he in them. Our joy is Jesus, and our joy is the Eucharist, and he gives himself without ceasing.